Welcome to the Trifecta, a horse racing podcast produced and hosted by Mike from MHJ Picks. Give us a follow on Twitter at MHJ Picks, on Facebook at MHJ Picks, or on our website, www.mhjpicks.com. Each episode will give you selection and analysis for major horse courses across the country. Hey guys, it's Mike from MHJ Picks. I'm back for Wednesday, January 13th edition of the podcast. Again, going to be going over the Gulfstream full card with some analysis for each race. If we start with a mile and a 16th on the turf course, maiden claiming race. Looking to number three, Lease, as my first choice, Bill Mott and Junior Alvarado. This combination has been running well so far at the meet. You look at this horse coming second off, first time Lasix. Good stats overall. This horse disappointed last out, off the layoff, and I think should improve here. This horse, you know, was well thought of, ran at Saratoga a couple times, didn't do much. Done a little bit of growing up since then, so we'll see if this horse out of Lee can make it happen here today. It's a pretty suspect field, so there are some horses in here that, you know, anything can happen in a race like this. Some of these could shock, could just have a great day and go out and run like gangbusters. But, I mean, they look pretty logical, or they look like some logical choices here to me, starting with the three. Number 11, Demon, Todd Pletcher with Irad Ortiz in the mount. These guys are 35% together. Probably will regret not making this my top choice. Was just looking for a little bit of a different angle. This horse got first turf last time. Of course, as the Lasix, like all of these are. Beaten favorite last time out with Irad in the mount here. Same trip. And is dropping in class a little bit. So the speed figures look good compared to the field. And an effort like that should get this horse in the money at the least and possibly a win. Third choice is going to be number eight, Mr. Einstein, for Mike Maker out of Exaggerator, Tyler Gaffleon on the mount. This is first off the claim off of McPeak. This horse ran in the slot in Churchill, but has been training on turf for Maker. Not sure how Exaggerators are going to run on turf. But we'll find out. You know, Maker is someone I trust to make those good decisions for turf horses. So I think Mr. Einstein is worth a look. If you want to go a little bit deeper, you could look at number 12, Easton Rocks, Pletcher Saez. And then number 10, Fuego Caliente for Jeff Engler and Corey Lannery. Could be an interesting combination. Looking at race number two, we've got another maiden claiming race. This one for $35,000, so a little bit higher level of class. This is going to be on dirt. My top choice is going to be number eight, Carrots or Carrots, for Ralph Nix and Misael Jaramillo. First time starter, a 16% angle for Nix. Jaramillo is good with first timers, very aggressive. So I think this horse will probably be out in the lead for Jack's or Better Farm. I think there's a good chance here that this horse could make a nice impact first out. Likely favorite, and deservingly so, probably number four, This Dude's No Fool, Robert DeBona, Edgar Zayas in the mount, coming off a little bit of a break, and that's kind of the part that shied me away from this horse being the top choice. This horse is a beaten favorite twice in a row, ran second last time out, but has had some troubled trips. Should improve a little bit here today. Number seven, Divert. Daniel Pita and Luis Saez taking a slight drop in class here, getting back to where this horse ran at Gulfstream West, same class level. And ran second out there to a next out loser. Just didn't have a good trip last time in his last race. Looking to go a little bit deeper, you could look at number two, Burhanu. Safi Joseph and Gaff Leon, a nice combination. And then there's number six, Friar Tuck, Cibeli, and Ortiz. This is a spread race, if you ask me. You know, one that you might have to go a little bit deeper to catch those multi-race bets. Race number three, I think you could narrow down to two here. Number four, Wickster's Dream, will be my top choice for Rohan Crichton. Tyler Gaffleon in the mount. This horse is going to be second off of a second place effort to a next out winner. You know, really wasn't close to that horse, but ran second in that race. Was a beaten favorite before that to a next out winner. So this horse is dropping a little bit. It just looks like this one makes a lot of sense here. Number six, Casualistic for Mike Maker and Irad Ortiz, also dropping, has the speed. Was actually dropping off the claim, but we're coming off of a big layoff here. Hasn't run since April, so not sure what happened at the end of that race that has caused this horse to be off the path, but gets back here and, you know, a soft field I think could make an impact. Probably would only go too deep here. If you're looking for a third choice, it would be number one, Bold Envoy, first off the claim for Pletcher. I believe first off the claim. Actually, second claim for Pletcher here, I think. You know, looks like a good horse. It's a reclaim from Pletcher, who had this horse back in 2018. So kind of knows a little bit about the horse and brought him back. So we'll see if this horse has anything left. Moving on to race four, 6 furlong. Claimer is 6,250. Lowest level of runners here at Gulfstream. I'm going to look to number six as my top choice, the Beast of Wildwood, who is pretty consistently a contender in these races. Gilberto Zerpa and Paco Lopez, they're a good combination together, about 20%. This horse has speed figures that match up to the style of this race, I think should make a nice effort. Number one, Bimini, Peter Walder, Corey Lannery. Maybe not as fast, but is dropping, and that could cause for an improvement. You look back to May of this year, this horse was running at this level and won by 5 lengths. So you could see that kind of performance again today. Just hasn't shown the best form cycle lately, so that's why I give the edge to number six. Looking out a third choice, number seven, Say Adios. This horse won at this level by 8 lengths last time out for Robert Hess Jr., Christian Torres. These horses at this level are not typically ones who win two in a row, but anything is possible. Hess is 14% with those who have won last out. Looking a little bit deeper, if you want somebody else to throw in the mix, I would say number two, Worth Avenue, is worth a shot. Moving on to race number five, maiden special weight, 40,000, mile on the turf. Interesting race here. Looks like number nine, Voter Protection for Chad Brown, should be the horse. Has improved the speed figure from the last race. Although if you look back to back, he's had the same buyer figure on turf. So that's an interesting look there. But this horse is second off, which is 30% angle for Brown. Gets blinkers for the first time. So, you know, an interesting addition for this horse. The comment on his last race was that he was one-paced. So maybe that's why we add blinkers. Maybe that pace will be a little bit quicker. Maybe see something there that can get it done. So again, number nine. Voter Protection for Chad Brown will be my top choice. Number one, Sigiloso, Antonio Sano and Edgar Zayas will be my second choice. This is the second start for this horse off of a really bad first effort. Is going to try turf. Not the greatest angle for Sano making that move, but this horse has some decent breeding and I think removes the blinkers could make a nice impact. First time starter for Safi Joseph is number six, Creative Cloud. Safi Joseph and Irad Ortiz. Steady works on this horse. Creative Cause is the sire on this horse, so decent breeding for turf. Tomlinson doesn't look too bad here, and just a first-time starter angle for Joseph is declined from what it used to be. I don't know if you remember, but pre-COVID, if you will, his stats were a little bit higher in this first-timers and like first-off claim. It's dropped a little bit, but still looks like to be a quality horse. You may want to spread a little bit here. I could even see you going, looking at number five, the Red Man could be an option if you want to go a little bit deeper. Even number eight, Triple Jeopardy, has a shot. So again, and in the early pick five, you may want to have a few in the pocket other than the Chad Brown entry. Race number six, six furlong optional claimer. We're going to go with number four, the morning line favorite and probably the post time favorite, Sol Dali. Enrique Amado is the trainer, not a well-known trainer, doesn't have a lot of starters. Miguel Vasquez on the mount. This horse is off a bullet work, off a nice second place effort and a win before that in December. So the horse has done well here at Gulfstream. Figures to keep that going. Second choice will be number two, Game Boy Benny, who's making a slight drop here. Ran, claiming crown, ran a fourth place finish. Has had some similar efforts at this level and has run well. Leperu and Wineball are on this one. And, you know, I think the figures add up pretty nicely here for Game Boy Benny. Number six, Starship Apollo. This is a horse with a lot of experience, 61 races, 8-year-old horse. Should be right out in the mix with this one. Has sometimes come off the pace, has in the past run out on the lead. It's hard to say what will happen here, but Saez in the past has run this one closer to the lead, and I'm thinking that'll be kind of the idea for Sweezy here in this race. Vinny Van Gogh, number five, is one you can give a look. This horse looks like is just dropping off quite a bit. Maybe a tail end of his racing career as a five-year-old. Just hasn't been in good form, but, you know, certainly at this level, anything can happen. Not my favorite race of the day. I could even make a case if you just want to play a win, play, show type bet. Go with number one, Rough Entry, see what happens. Because this is the kind of race where it seems like a horse could just pop one off. Race number seven, we got a 7.5 furlong turf race, maiden special weight. Got some quality horses in this field. It looks pretty open to me. I think the number four is a solid first choice based on buyers from last out. Is stretching out a little bit. You've got Chad Brown, Jose Ortiz. So, you know, this horse is definitely going to take some money. So I don't know what kind of value you're going to get here, but I think is a worthy favorite. And could, you know, my first look at this race, this was an anchor. Went back and looked at some other things and kind of got off of that. Just, you know, looking at the first race this horse had, I think there's a lot of room for improvement. So maybe down the road, this could be an anchor type horse against a similar field. But right now it's too early to tell. My second choice is going to be a Torpedo, number six, mail order, Bill Mott and Junior Alvarado, making the second start, moving the turf. Should see an improvement here from this horse from the inside or from the first race. Mott is not known to have great efforts on the first race. Number one, Broken Table, going for Pletcher and Irad Ortiz. Had a solid debut at Aqueduct, ran fourth after hitting the gate and going kind of wide. Gets an inside trip here, so interested to see what this horse can do. Number two, Spill the Tea. Brian Lynch, Julian Leperu got moved up because of a disqualification last time. Also had a wide trip, so we get an inside trip here to see if that can help this horse improve. Also, one I think you got to look at is number 5, another Torpedo, first time blinkers. Josie Carroll, Paco Lopez. This is a Woodbine horse making a second start here. Obviously, well thought of. Tried a stakes race. Did not run well at all. Came back here, ran special weight company, had a bump at the start. Kind of got a bad trip. This horse is highly regarded by the trainer, so I think that's something that is worth considering, especially at a nice price. Look at race number 8, allowance optional claimers, 75K, going a mile and an eighth on the turf. Got some names you'll know in this race. I'm going to go top choice number 8, Artie's Rumor, Maker, and Ortiz. This horse is actually showing some improving buyers after moving over to Maker's Barn. Ran in one of the Claim and Crown races and ran fourth. Had a disappointing effort. I actually think I had this horse as my number one pick that day. So let's see if we can avoid missing with this one twice in a row. I think prime for a good race today. Second choice will be number 2. Number 2 is Monarch's Glen. I'm sure you have seen this horse if you follow the major circuits. This horse has raced a little bit of everywhere. Always kind of at this level. Used to be a stakes horse back last year, or I should say 2019, so 2 years ago. But has always run the quality races and usually puts out a good effort. So this horse is off of a win for Danny Gargan, 26% off of wins, 34% in claiming when horses are up for a claim, and this is one that is up for a tag here. So definitely keep an eye on Monarch's Glen out of a horse named Frankel. Not such a bad horse. We follow the old European racing. Number 4, Danceteria, Grand Motion. Has this French horse by way of Great Britain, German, and Australia. This horse is going to be running here. First time in the U.S. Has been running in a group company pretty much his whole career, or at least since 2019. Hasn't done too much, but you know, certainly worth a look here to see what this horse can do first time out. Looking back on the lines, you'll see that this horse has run against Mr. Satchmo, which is an interesting horse from Europe, and this other horse you might have heard of called Enable and Magical, ran only 5 lengths behind these horses. So definitely has some talent. Let's see what Grand Motion can do with this one. Number 9 would be my 4th choice, just because of the back-to-back bullet work. So this horse, you know, we've all know endorsed. We know him as a dirt horse. Was run graded 1 company. Many graded stakes races. It's quality horse. Interested to see what he can do on turf, especially with that bullet work. Actually, that's the 2nd bullet in a row, 1 on dirt, 1 on turf. So this horse is fired up, ready to go. Let's see what he can do today. Going over to race number 9, my top choice is going to be Freeze Turkey, which is number 5, Joe Bravo, Kelly Breen. This horse is moving slightly back up off of the win. Had a really nice race last out, so I think finds himself in a good spot here to run against winners for the first time. Number 9 will be my 2nd choice, Grazer, Juan Avila, and Misael Jaramillo. This horse coming from Tampa in an impressive opener, 1 by 4 lengths. Definitely has a shot here today. I don't know the stats on Tampa to Gulfstream. I know they're not as strong. Speed figures usually drop off a little bit, but you know, this one is primed for a good effort. 3rd choice will be Hercules, Juan Alvarado, Irad Ortiz. This horse is making a big drop in class And that's just always something that you've got to look at. Has run against some decent horses, and just has always, you know, other than the maiden race, has only been in the money once. So I think the drop in class will offer plenty of relief and give a good opportunity here. Looking at your finale, 5 furlong on the turf, claiming race. Top choice is going to be number 6, Fast Loaded, 20-1 morning line, coming off the layoff. So I don't particularly like that, but Nix is a good, solid trainer. This horse has run this trip here at Gulfstream and ran it very well back in 2019. So it would take some effort similar to that to get the job done here. But last race of the day, everybody's looking for a little bit of a get-out race. Look to number 6 as that opportunity. You want one that's more logical, that would be number 3, Mai Tai Won On, off of a pretty poor performance, a little more of a distance. This horse prefers the sprinting, gets back to that. Makes a lot of sense here speed-wise. Hard to argue with that one. Number 4, Captain Ron, another horse who is just one of those that, you know, always puts in the effort. Out of 18 starts, has been in the money 14 times with 5 victories. Runs a little bit lower level than this. So interested to see how that affects him. But I think this horse, 8-year-old, who's only raced 18 times, got a little bit left in the legs. We'll see what he can do today. So as you can see, not a lot of crazy torpedoes here on the day. Looking for it to be probably one of those days where things are paying a little bit lower than usual. Weather could affect that, of course, but I think you're going to have to look at increasing the base bet multipliers to really have a big impact on the day. But hopefully we get some more winners. We've been hot at Gulfstream. Hope to keep it going. Be sure to check us out. We'll be back hopefully each day this week with some podcast analysis as well as the numerical picks. Have a great day. Thanks for checking me out.